Exiled Moldovan MP Marina Tauber, former first vice chair of the SOAR party, which was banned in her nation. You're most welcome. Thank you for your time today.
Hi, thank you very much for the invitation.
How would you describe this vote?
That was the most dirty campaign in the history of Moldova. I would say that there are no words to describe what has happened yesterday and before the election day. For sure, as it was already stated by Mr. Ilan Shor, our leader, we don't recognize these elections. And the new elections should be organized because all the results that you were mentioning and that the people do see after yesterday's elections, they are not real. They are drawn. So this is not the will of the people.
Your SOAR party was banned by Moldova's constitutional court and was therefore unable to take part in this latest election. Do you believe PAS would have got a parliamentary majority if people were allowed to vote for you?
For sure, no. And I would like to mention once again that they do not have any majority. The results are drawn. This is something that they have invented. And that's why yesterday all of us have seen that the website of the Central Electoral Commission was not working all the time. And that is why they needed so much time until morning in order to announce the official results, because they were working on them. Actually, they are not really publishing everything because they understand that if it will be compared with the official documents, it will be clear that there are no votes for the results that they have announced.
Which is hugely significant as well. Just as you're speaking, we were looking at pictures of people amassing in Chisinau, coming out to protest the result. Do you think, will it make a difference? Will authorities listen to that outpouring of opposition?
Look, these authorities are not going to listen to anyone. They are listening only to their European bosses, and they don't care at all about the interests of Moldovans and what they are talking about and what they need. So what we can do is to win the next elections and just to start the new story of Moldova. Because these people that are in power already for nearly 6 years, they already have demonstrated to everyone that they are not the government of Moldova. They, first of all, many of them are citizens of the other countries, such as Romania, for instance. And all of them, they are listening, as I have already said, to European coordinators. And they're not only listening, they're doing what they say. So there is no chance for something in our country with this government, with Maia Sandu and PAS. They should leave, and this is the only way for the development and for the future of our country.
President Maia Sandu claims that Russia is intimidating and pressuring the Republic of Moldova. This, as you have laid out there, while many reported election violations have actually benefited her own government, her own campaign, yet we hear nothing from Brussels. The silence is deafening. Do you expect any reaction, any negative reaction to come from the EU to this campaign?
No, I don't expect anything from the EU because they are covering all these violations. They are supporting everything what PAS and Maya Sandu are doing, and they don't see at all what is happening. Actually, they do see, and they understand these violations, but for them it's more important that Maya Sandu and PAS stay in their functions in order to fulfill the obligations that they do have for Europe and to continue to use our country, our people, our land.
There was a startling disparity in the amount of opportunities to vote in the West versus the East, let's call it. There were many polling stations open in European countries with, you know, a few thousand expats, diaspora of Moldova there. When it comes to Russia, 250,000 voters, people could have voted. Two polling centres were open, and both of them in Moscow. Only a few thousand people got the chance to vote. Surely the most ardent Russian phobe would understand that democracy itself was on the line if they knew that.
Look, this is what has already happened during the last campaign within the presidential elections and the referendum. So it was quite obvious that they will proceed the same this time. But this is a total disrespect towards the people that live in Russia. And, you know, they are dividing the society. They are dividing our citizens in good and bad, in ones that live in Russia and the others that live in Italy or France, for instance. This is not normal. Everybody has the right to vote and should have as well the technical possibility to do it. And, you know, while we do see that all these nice fairy tales about the democracy, the rule of law, the rights of the people and the human rights and etc., what Europeans were telling us and what they are telling to everyone every day, there was, you know, like a bubble. I mean, they do not execute their promises. So they're just talking, they're just promising, and we feel ourselves like, I don't know, something for test, you know. They are making experiments in our country, on our people, and now, after this campaign, after these elections, we're already like a colony, because they're doing everything what they want in Moldova.
And, can I just touch on that very comment? Because European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen announced that EU membership was still on the table for Moldova when PAS were leading in the elections. Does that statement almost imply membership would have been withheld if voting had gone the other way?
Look, first of all, what we do know already for a certain period of time that no one is going to take Moldova as a member of the European Union. Everyone knows it. Only Maya Sandu and von der Leyen and etc. they are trying, let's say, like to sell it, you know, in our country. It's not going to happen. Let us talk realistically. And look, we respect the opinion of the people, of our citizens that are for the European Union, but we should analyze what for we need the European Union. Because since PAS party is in power and is supported by the European Union, we have only problems in all the spheres and domains of the development of our country. We live in a total crisis. So there are two points. Okay, there are many points, but maybe the main points. Moldova will never be a member of the European Union. and our citizens, our Moldovans, should understand it, that it was, again, an electoral campaign. And the promise is just to get the votes from the people that are considering this vector, this way, as the right one. And second thing, we should move towards the developed countries that can help us with the resources and which can help us to develop and to have fruitful economic relationships. Europe is in crisis. So what Europe can do for Moldova? Nothing. And it's not only a statement. Those are not only my declarations. It is our experience already for 6 years, like with European Union that is, let's say, living in our country, and only, again, promising that the roads will be better, that the pensions will be higher, that the salaries will be bigger, and etc. But the quality of life is getting worse and worse with every day. So what for we need this European Union? And why do we need these bosses in our country if we can develop by ourselves? We have this possibility, and we are a sovereign and independent state, and this is the most important thing what we have.
Well, it is a situation we continue to watch very closely in the aftermath of this disputed result. Thank you so much for coming on the program and sharing your view with us. Exile Moldovan MP Marina Tauber, former first vice chair of the SOAR party that's been banned in the country. Your time's appreciated.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you.